It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Officers said they arrived at the home, they pried open the garage door from the outside and discovered...
Always a bad sign in a news story.
And they discovered a makeshift toilet. I've always wondered what that means.
A.K.A. a bucket.
Well, they said that the makeshift toilet didn't flush. So is it ornamental?
Why did you say that word, Corby?
What?
Shift.
Oh, oh no, makeshift.
Okay. That would be a weird way to describe a toilet. It'd be kind of redundant.
It's like you have a urinal and then you have that.
It's a company. It's a company of toilet manufacturers.
And they you have a make pee toilet and then you have a make.
Like, can you imagine going to buy a toilet at Home Depot?
Boy, honey, maybe we should consider this manufacturer. No,
they seem to really get what we're going for.
Is this rated for both kinds?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Don't have that dumb conversation.
It was on Rand Revival one time, yes. And it was just, God, that Corby laugh is just like heroin to me. I can't get enough of it.
No. All right, it's e-break time, and it's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Look at the crowd we have here at Family.
Look at this. Yeah. This is a great crowd. Listen to how excited they are.
They're really excited, especially the kids. They can't wait for this.
Yay!
Well, candidate number one is Bob Sturm. Man, Bob has had a year here in 2026. And he was talking about the fact that he has a hard time sleeping, especially if he's on the road like we were at the compound. And then he got caught up in this, and when he compared himself to Michael Jackson.
So it needs to be the right type of pillowcase.
Yeah, but if it's like a silk pillow, then
can't do it.
Your head's just sliding off.
Can't do silk pillow sheet.
Because your head slides?
Because it sticks. Like, and it gets warm, I guess. I don't know, and it's just annoying. Then I have to double the pillow to get the right angle, so the allergy. It's just a giant mess. I really wish I was better at sleeping, but I'm not. And this is probably why Michael Jackson went down his path.
Right? Propofol.
Not the other path. The path.
My sleep is so bad, I need to,
Sleep much better after a 10-year-old.
Oh, Dave. Whoa.
Man.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Hello.
No, sorry, I got choked up
right?
there. Yeah, I'm okay.
God, that was almost on Davey.
I know.
That shocking comment.
Yeah. Maybe a Davey assist along with Bob.
So what are they up as co-finalists?
Sure, we'll put it as Bob and Davey. How about that?
What happens when, let's say they win? Do they each
get point
one
five.
Or
used to
point
be,
five?
Used to get a point .5, yeah. We haven't had a half awarded in a long time.
Well, we might have one today.
Good. Very well could. All right, that's Bob and Davey, the combo. And then there's, oh, no.
What is, George?
Sorry, I'm getting choked up.
Do we have a safe shot
emotional
here?
You need some Narcan?
No, I think we're okay. But this is some great bumper cars here for Rick and Craig, also known as Johnny E-Brake and Eli. Enjoy.
But before that, let's talk about American Golf Cars. Why don't we, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The I don't have the copy points pulled up. But.
So you can get the lithium installed. Okay,
right,
let's say three, two, one. You don't go 1, 2, 3, 4 in radio, Craig. 3, 2, 1.
Go!
America Golf Cars.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty amazing.
No one has ever cued anyone by saying, okay, I'll count to four.
Okay, do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
While Rick is counting down.
I'll count you down. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And at the beginning, he's enjoying it because they're having an e-break moment.
Yeah.
And he's out of it. Until he said 1, 2, 3, 4.
Then when he does jump in, of course, it's idiocy.
Right.
And how many retake countdowns did we get in that very short bit? Like four?
Oh, one more time.
But before that, let's talk about American Golf Cars.
Stalling.
Why don't we, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The I don't have the copy points pulled up.
So you can get the lithium installed.
Okay, all right, let's start over. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
2, 1. You don't go 1, 2, 3, 4 on radio, Craig. 3, 2, 1.
Go!
America Golf Cars.
Oh, man. Gosh, that the hell is going on? Yeah.
Rosengarten's counting him in like a drummer.
1, 2, 3, 4. Right.
And Eli, you don't say 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, man. That is great. That's the tee box up for E-Break is candidate number 2. And candidate number 3, this happened while I was out on Monday and Mike Ducey was in. And we all enjoy a good laugh every once in a while. Craig cracked up at the video, which I haven't seen this in 20 years. Gordon used to watch it nearly every day at our old studio when a guy named Jeff Crilly was doing a live shot. And in the background, the story that it was some bust at a house and they're bringing out there's the kids
boxes
here.
Of search stories.
What?
You heard it.
Yes, there was a big floppy item that was hanging out of a box.
Yes.
It was phallic in nature and used for human pleasure.
Yes.
So the news anchor throws it to Jeff Crilly. Jeff Crilly starts his news report from the scene of the bust, and then this cop walks out behind Crilly with a box full of floppy, gigantic floppy toys.
Dilato.
And this really cracked up Craig. On Monday.
You know, he's serious. He's doing this live shot, and he turns just right after it goes by.
All right, now Craig is. Mike had it pulled up immediately on his computer.
Okay, there
he had
is.
It saved on his desktop.
In front of the house.
It's a drug bust in Maplewood, Minnesota.
and then he turns. He turns and misses it.
Yeah, he does.
So, can you imagine what they were doing in the control room at that time?
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That is funny.
You got to retweet that. Right?
I was about to say, you got to tweet that out, man.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Crilly. Crilly, if you're listening, apologies. Jeff has a very successful consulting firm now. He's an excellent reporter. Oh, God, I'm doomed. I'm doomed tonight. Something horrible is going to happen now.
Oh, my God.
I have to call in.
Funny. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God.
Anyway, officers discovered the family.
Was that really the story? You're doing a really unfortunate story.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for Jeff.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you sound that. You sound that way.
Yeah.
Like you feel bad for him.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, you had 2 or 3 more stories after that, and I was still laughing. The whole muse.
You're still
laughing.
Just watching the video over and over again.
Don't you remember when he was way into that? Like, it was a long
way
time.
Way into that?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
I used to watch it in our old. I remember you watching that in our old studio.
I watched it like twice because it was funny.
Per hour.
No, not per hour.
For 8 straight weeks. All right, those are your candidates. Is it Bob and Davey, the T-Box, or Junior? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Yes, this is Cruz in Toledo.
Hey, Cruz in Toledo.
I'd like to vote responsibly here for 3, 2, 1, but I don't have the copy points in front of me, and I'd like to give a half a point to Davey. Thank you.
Okay, so he votes
for... Is that really Cruz?
No,
I don't think so.
That was fake Cruz
in
Toledo.
Such a bad phone. I couldn't
hear. He wants to vote for Davey. That was confusing because he didn't have the copy points. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Elliot.
It's Creek Bet E.T.
Yeah, Creek Bet E.T. calling us.
Who you vote for, E.T.?
Jeff Crilly.
Creek Bed ET has just voted for Jeff Crilly.
How great is that? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, user.
Morning.
I wrote down my vote. Well, this is Tish.
Tish?
And, yeah, Tish. So okay. I would like to vote for, hold on just a second, I got to put my readers off and on and off and on and off and on. Give me the T-Box.
Okay.
Boy.
I want to get that.
That character needs some serious development.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, Gordo. It's me, Leather Boy.
Hey, Leather Boy.
Is that big hairy bear Georgie there?
Yeah, just vote.
Give me number three, the BBC.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, it's Seabreak Man here with the vote and a one and a two and a three and a four and a 3-2-1. T-ball!
Thank you, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
P1 Day 1. Give me Bob.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for being a P1 Day 1. Hi, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Morning, gentlemen. I'll place one responsible vote this morning for the combo of Bob just beat it Sturm, and Dave, it's just kid stuff Lane.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, boys. Hey, tell Bob to update his email signature because his pronouns are now hee-hee.
Okay.
Jeez. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
What were the choices again?
Oh, my God.
Still kind of funny.
Hello, you are next in voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hey, Nick and Richardson, before I vote responsibly, I'd like to give a shout-out hashtag face my face shout-out to Principal Lopez at North Junior High for not calling the truant officer on my daughter and letting her graduate. Give me Bob pillow butt face.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a combo win. We have a combo win for Bob and Davey.
So it needs to be the right type of pillowcase. So,
but if it's like a silk pillow, then
can't do it.
Your head's just sliding off.
Can't do silk pillow sheet.
Because your head slides.
Because it sticks. It gets warm, I guess. I don't know, and it's just annoying. Then I have to double the pillow to get the right angle. So the allergy. It's just a giant mess. I really wish I was better at sleeping, but I'm not. And this is probably why Michael Jackson went down his path.
Right? Propofol.
Not the other path. The path.
My sleep is so bad, I need to,
Sleep much better after a 10-year-old.
Dave, oh,
man. You're the czar of the e-break. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I think it'd be easier for tallying the votes, just give them each one.
Okay.
Instead of the halves.
Yeah, we haven't had halves in a long time. Yeah. So, okay.
If it's co-candidates, they each get a point.
I like that. Yeah. All right, Daddy, give them both one. How many now?
Well, then that would make Bob have achieved his 51st e-break win and Davey number 26.
Okay. Bob's on a heater. Really is.